Recorded Books presents The Right Bossitude by Zaniah Williams, narrated by Lynette R. Freeman. Chapter 1.
Good morning, everyone. I am Principal Edwards, and on behalf of the faculty and administration, I'd like to welcome all families, friends, and our graduating students. Graduates, you all have worked so hard, and the next chapter of your life should be looked upon with excitement. I have had the privilege of seeing every one of you evolve. Not only have I had the pleasure of watching you learn, but I have also had the pleasure of learning from you. If no one has ever thanked you for being amazing, let me be the first. Thank you.
The crowd rumbled the building. Principal Edwards added more boring words to its speech that caused me to yawn and daydream a few times. I woke up when he started speaking my language.
I am pleased to introduce everyone to this year's class valedictorian. Since her first year here, this young lady has proven to be a true leader. She has inspired her peers to strive for excellence. Her unique ideas and positivity will truly be missed among these halls.
When Principal Edwards paused, I thought it was because he was trying to hide his emotions. But when I looked behind me, I saw the distraction. There were giant images of my face on sticks, bouncing around. I appreciated my parents' support, but they were team too much sometimes. I especially felt sorry for the people behind them because they had to practically sit in the lap of the people next to them to see around the poster.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is my honor to invite Miss Zariah Chanel Carter to the stage. Please give her a warm A.J. Stanley Bulldog welcome.
That's my niece!
Why, Uncle Hawatha? Why? He yelled and started barking like a dog. Talk about embarrassed. I didn't think our principal meant bulldog welcome in a literal sense. Okay, I was a little short. So thankfully, the school thought ahead and supplied me with a step stool. I adjusted the mic and inhaled. But the words I'd memorized disappeared. I had spoken in front of millions of people before, and my mind had never drawn a blank. For some reason, I had become too nervous to deliver my fifth-grade valedictorian speech. This couldn't be happening. I had been on live TV, for God's sake. Sweat poured from my armpits as I realized that roaming these halls as a student, peer, and leader were over. It wasn't until Uncle Hawatha yelled out,
"You go, girl! That's my little bit!"
that I got the courage to continue. Sometimes, his antics were overboard, and sometimes, they were just right and on time. I inhaled again and cleared my throat. Good morning, and thank you all for being here with us to witness our transition into middle school. I would first like to thank our teachers, parents, and family members who have helped us get to this point. Thank you, echoed in unison throughout the auditorium from my peers, followed by several people saying, you're welcome. I continued. Starting a new chapter in our lives can be challenging, but we have been well prepped. To my peers, always remember, you are brave, strong, worthy, loved, and don't be afraid to boss up. I flexed my muscles, and every student wearing a cap and gown followed suit. That was not planned, but I had gotten excited, and the crowd felt my vibe. Congratulations, graduates! It was like a mic drop, because I immediately walked back to my seat. After the ceremony, my crew and I huddled outside the auditorium, giggling and taking pictures like cameras would become extinct as dinosaurs by the next week.
Do y'all realize we are Sample complete. Ready to continue?